This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once took a writing class from the novelist Ward Just, and while his novels are elegant and absorbing, I was more impressed, at that age anyway, by his book flap bio, which included these words. Ward Just and his wife divide their time between Martha's Vineyard and Paris. Which sounds really glamorous, even now that I'm older and know things about property taxes and deferred maintenance costs and how nosy Parisian apartment managers can be. Still, a few years ago, I started to divide my time between New York and Los Angeles, which does not have the same ring. But what I discovered was that the key to this kind of thing is learning how not to pay for stuff twice, meaning if you have a DirecTV dish on your house in Los Angeles, you can download the DirecTV app and use that login, as long as your password is greater than 8 characters and includes uppercase, lowercase, numerals, and special characters, to log into your Apple TV. Only don't download the DirecTV Now app, because that's for people who don't have DirecTV but want to use it to stream content using Apple TV or something like that. Just download the DirecTV app, the normal one without the Now, and use that to watch HBO on the HBO Go app, but make sure it's the HBO Go app and not the HBO Now app. They're two entirely different things, clearly. And while you're at it, if you're a Showtime subscriber on DirecTV, not DirecTV Now, just the regular one, you can use it to sign into your Apple TV apps. Just make sure it's Showtime. Just Showtime, not Showtime Anytime, because if you have DirecTV, you don't need Showtime Anytime. Hulu is also an app you pay for. Not sure when they're planning to roll out Hulu Plus or Hulu Now. It's inconceivable to me that they're not planning that. And of course, when AT&T bought Warner Brothers, they announced that they are launching their own streaming app, probably called Warner Plus or WB Go or something like that. Something that was probably the result of a lot of meetings and focus groups and branding experts in important eyewear and complicated shoes. And of course, Disney has just announced Disney Plus. Disney Go and Disney Now are on hold, I expect. And so all of these companies that used to just make movies and TV shows and then hand them off to other companies to handle the irritating and complicated process of getting them to the eyeballs, well, now they're taking that all on themselves. These companies, run by people who give script notes on conference calls and swan around lunch spots in Los Angeles and have never spent a moment fielding complaints in a call center, they've now decided to jump headfirst into the consumer products business, because that's what this is, this HBO Go, Disney Plus, Anytime world they're creating. And the consumer products business would be a great business if only it didn't involve consumers. Because consumers want it easy, with as little friction as possible. The big media companies, apart from Disney, which runs hotels, cruises, and other consumer-facing businesses, have very little experience dealing directly with customers. You didn't like the movie? You yelled at the kid in the booth. You didn't like the TV show? You wrote a letter no one read. Yes, AT&T and Comcast have a lot of experience dealing with customers, but I'm not sure it's wise to replicate that consumer experience across all business lines. In other words, it's clear that these companies, with their blizzard of apps and logins, they're trying to make it harder, not easier, to watch their stuff. The Frito-Lay people, on the other hand, would sit next to you and open the bag for you, if only you'd give them your address. And if they would also sort out my television choices, I would let them. And that's it for this week. Next week, we pick each other's pockets. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.